Good Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika.
And joining us now, oh my goodness, I cannot believe it, we've got Lauren Daigle with us. Lauren, are you well?
Just look at that smile.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to come to South Africa. I had a layover one time in Johannesburg, but I hear that Cape Town is like an actual paradise. I've always just wanted to come and see your beautiful country.
And we cannot wait. What are the plans for that?
I know that prior to the pandemic, we were actually coming. We were on tour. We were doing a world tour. We had just finished Australia, started America, and then we were going to Africa. And obviously things shut down. So my dream and goal and deepest desire is to get back there on this record cycle.
Oh, and we are hoping for that. I want to go back to, because I mean, your testimonies are endless and people could just Google your testimonies. That's just incredible. One after the other. We actually had so many looks at so many of your testimonies this morning already. But let's go back to where music all started for you, because you've got this amazing story of how it all happened for you. Can we start there first?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So whenever I was a little girl, I grew up in Louisiana. And if you know anything about Louisiana, our culture is super vibrant. Lots of music, lots of art, lots of dancing. A lot of like folk art. It's more than just people making music for commodity. It's people making music sheerly off of passion and heritage. And so because of that, I grew up surrounded by music. And my mom used to call the house the music box, because before I would wake up, or before I'd get out of bed, like before she could see me, she could hear me. She said, the second you woke up, you would just start singing.
Oh, wow.
And fast forward, in high school, I developed an illness and I had to be placed on homebound for 2 years. And to keep myself out of depression, my mom said, would you want to start, I don't know, taking voice lessons? Would you be interested in that? And I said, yeah, let's try it. And that was the beginning of everything.
Wow.
But like speaking to your roots and your like cultural, like kind of genesis where you came from, how special is it? There's a very special story with the new album where Mike and the producers actually went to New Orleans to go and find your roots. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, it was incredible. So for years, I mean, this is my fourth studio album. And I remember thinking, after all this time, I have got to get the people I make music with down to my culture, down to the roots of what I came from, so that they could understand the essence. I remember telling Mike, I don't want a record that sounds like this. I want a record that just purely is what I'm wanting it to sound like. And he said, all right, let's do it. So they all ventured down to New Orleans. And there was this one day where I'm sure you read, but I took them all. It was the very first night that they're there. I took them to listen to some music and we had just finished dinner and we're walking on the streets and I walk everywhere. I love walking. I think it's just so much fun. And so you can discover such new things. Well, this night presented a very new thing. There's this band busking on the street corner. And if you know anything about New Orleans musicians, it's like the epicenter of jazz and there is incredible musicians. And the beauty too is the diversity. There's like kids that are there that are 7 years old playing next to someone who's 90 years old. It's wild. And so there's this band on the corner busking and this car drives by and New Orleans is pretty dangerous. And so we're a little, you know, I was like, oh gosh, I hope that nothing happens right now. And this window rolls down and out pops a trumpet and he starts playing in time with the band that was busking on the corner. He did a solo and then drove off. And that's just the essence of the culture I grew up in. That type of experience where people just join in with the next thing that's coming along is very common. And so Mike looked at me and said, that's the moment that changed the entire trajectory of the record for him.
Let's get to that quickly, because like you said, changing the trajectory of the album, I mean, it's very much a new sound. I've listened to the first tracks already, and I couldn't get enough of it. And I mean, the song Waiting, for instance, I know that you said, you tell a story about the song Waiting, was a song that you said, that was the sound I've been looking for, and once you recorded it, you couldn't word it, you couldn't explain the sound, but that was the sound that you wanted to get.
That is so true. I remember when I first started making music, I would try the very best I could to explain, oh, can we make the guitar sound like this? Or can this sound like this? I was so intimidated by the process. And fast forward, fourth record, I'm with John Green and Natalie Hemby. And John starts sitting there and playing at the piano. And I'd come in with an idea saying, I want to write a song about waiting. And he just started playing and noodling around on the piano. And I remember thinking, if somebody could flip my soul inside out and show the world what it looks like, this is the sound. Like, this is what it sounds like. And fast forward, I was shopping and I was in Florida and I was shopping and my friend, I get this text from saying like, hey, this is the track. Let me know what you think of it. Now, when you make a demo, typically it's just like a piano and a vocal, maybe a little rhythm, but there's not much to it. John went all the way. It's what I always dreamt of sounding like. And so I treasured that moment so much, treasure that experience of getting to finally hear what I've always wanted my voice to connect to sonically.
I want to ask, and I want to get to this, because I mean, the album Look Up Child, I mean, the songs that was on there, it was just amazing. That's when I first heard your music for the first time. And I remember I was at an outreach, I was involved there, and somebody started playing this music. I was like, who is this girl? Because I worked for a record label at that point, so I've got a lot of gospel, especially gospel music background. And I heard these songs, and I'm like, who is this? This is amazing music. But I'm sure, the question I want to get to, as an artist, putting out an album like that, I mean, it was majorly successful for you. Getting back into the studio now with this album, how much pressure does that bring with it before you walk into the studio after a major successful album like you've had to say, I'm going to start recording this new album?
It's definitely a lot of pressure. I think it's one of the reasons why it took so long for me to put a record out. It's because I saw what Look Up Child became and I was like, holy moly, I don't know about all this. And
was not ready for that.
Yeah, it was like 0 to 100. I was like, whoa, okay. But I loved it. I had so much fun. I had so much fun making Look Up Child. I had so much fun touring Look Up Child. But there was a lot of intensity around it. And I just remember thinking, okay, then the pandemic hit. It shut everything down. I had to go home. And then I remembered how much I loved being with my family. And all the years that I had missed, now everybody was back in one place, and I got to see my nieces and nephews grow up, and my whole world opened up again. And so I remember thinking, it feels a lot better to be next to my family than to have to deal with all this pressure. I'm going to just press pause for a second. And then finally my manager flew down to New Orleans and she said, I don't know what you're doing, but are you ever doing music again? Because it's time to put a record out. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so we started writing. And the approach this time, because of having success with Look Up Child, was purely this. Is it something I believe in? Is it something that I resonate with? Not, is it going to be the song that makes the next single? Is it going to be the song that beats You Say? Is it going to be the song? It's just, Is it going to be something that I believe in? Is it something that I resonate with? Is it something that I love? Will I love singing this every single night on tour? And that was the goal. That was what we set our intentions to pursue.
I think that's so important. What you're saying is it's also about that messaging and you being able to still feel and believe every night when you go on stage. And that's what makes you so special. And I've now decided I'm going to adapt. It's a trumpet in the window moment every time you get that kind of, this is it. And I would like to ask you, with having to stand on stage every night, there's a big messaging component to your music. And like, we have to ask you, sitting on the other side of the world, with this album, performing this album, is there something that's pressing on your heart right now, a message from above that you really want to share with the world?
Oh, absolutely. So I've always thought about life like this. People ask me all the time, what is it like to have to juggle between Christian and mainstream? But I don't actually see it that way. I see it as my whole life is to meet with people. What can I do for someone who's knocking on the door? I'm so sorry. I don't know who. Sorry, someone's in here. I'm in a hotel room.
Are you in the bathroom, Lauren?
I'm in a hotel room. Someone's trying to come in. Anyway, so back to the story. So I ended up just in this period where I was kind of still. I remember thinking, I have to remind myself of the purpose, of the why. What is it that I'm here for? And to share hope, to share the goodness of God, to share that He is kind and He is in our stories. And even through the toughest of times and of the greatest of times, He remains the constant thing that we can hold on to. And so for me, it doesn't really matter, mainstream or Christian. That's the heart behind everything that I do. Can I share a little bit of who Jesus is in every moment? That's what I try to do every single day. Whoever I'm encountering, can I try to share a little, whether it's through a smile, whether it's through a hug, whether it's through just listening to somebody needing to talk for a moment that you meet on the street corner, you know, whatever it looks like, just how can I bring His love into the world?
Lauren, I know that we only have you for a limited time. I wish we had like 2 hours with you.
Oh, come to South Africa, not Cape Town, Pretoria.
Wrap it up first because, please do in Pretoria. We'd love to have you over here. So let's just talk about finally the new album. I know that you put out if I'm correct, it's the first 10 tracks. And then is it another 10 or 13?
So it'll be 23 tracks total.
Oh, wow.
Three of them are like little interludes that absolutely love that we formed in the studio through it. It's like we started this always happens whenever a piano player or a guitar player, somebody is warming up before they have to like perform a song in the studio. It's always gold. It's like whatever they're warming up, they're just like, they're not thinking about being recorded. They're just thinking about something that's inspiring them in the moment. And it's all avant-garde. And so I ended up saying to my producer, press the record button while they're doing that. And then we made some interludes off of it because it just was so beautiful. So I'm just so, so excited. I've been waiting. I knew the first half was going to come out first, obviously, but I've been waiting for everyone to hear the full thing all together. Yeah. And I don't know if it's true, but I hear people that I've performed this record for say that the back half is the half that like really gets them. So we'll see what happens. Right. I don't ever really know.
We're waiting
for the trumpet in the window on the second half.
That's it.
Yeah, thanks.
That's it.
Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. And please, if you do come to Pretoria, South Africa, please come and join us in studio. We would love to have you over. It'll be great to have you. And all the best with the new album. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for your joy. Y'all are so contagious. I just want to sit. I could sit here and talk for so long. It's so
likewise,
mutual.
We wish we could.
I know. Cheers to y'all. And I hope I get down there. Say the prayers.
Thank you. We will do.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Bye.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunity.